Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new
It's official.
Haircut.
After a couple weeks of delaying the inevitable, Sunday's loss to the Packers means the Redskins cannot win seven games, and Chris Russell has to cut his hair. He will shave his head right here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan this week to determine when and some of the specifics, iron out all the details right now so that you guys know and can make your plan so that you can get down here and help us. We have Chris Russell on now. Slashy, congratulations. You have officially lost the bet. Your hair is coming off. You haven't gotten a haircut since they lost yesterday, have you?
No. Unfortunately, not. I'm going to honor my bet. I'm not going to squelch. Is that the right word?
I believe.
Welch, whatever. This is just not good. This is not fun. This is not a good feeling. I have no idea why I ever believed anything to do with Bruce Allen, but I got away with the other one in 2017 thanks to Kirk Cousins, the last good quarterback the Redskins have. I did not get away with this one.
What you are going to get away with is a bunch of money going to the charities of your choice. You're doing good
Correct.
In this world, especially now.
Absolutely.
This holiday season. It was going to be meaningless in November, but now it's the season of giving, and charity will be given to by you. As you know, you're the conduit for all this to happen. You're doing some good here, Russell.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, that is the one thing that is positive about this, that we can raise some money for JDRF and Down Syndrome, which are two near and dear charities to my heart. Obviously, my daughter, my son, affected by both. Anything we can do for that, even if you can't make it whenever we do this, and however it gets done, please take care of some families and some kids and whatever and some great organizations that need your help.
$25 is what we're saying you should donate to one of those two causes. And if you do it on site, you show us you've done it, you get either a snip with the scissors of the hair, or maybe even you could take the clippers.
You get a pass.
Right to Russell's head. So let's figure this out. So when can people come? We're going to do this downstairs, I'm assuming, at DC Lottery Live so that people can come in and take part if any of our listeners want to be part of this. The whole point is to make it available for you guys to get a little cut, little pass with the Clippers. So hopefully we build it, you guys deliver, you come. I know it's tough to get down here during the day. But what day should we do this, Russell? We could do it. I don't love tomorrow. I don't think that's enough planning time for listeners. So
yeah.
I'm thinking Wednesday would be perfect, or maybe we could do Thursday.
Yeah, you suggested Wednesday. The problem is I have to be at Redskins Park on Wednesday because Dwayne Haskins and Bill Callahan speaks. And, you know, who knows what might happen this week with other situations, right? So I was thinking Thursday or Friday, even though there is some risk involved in that, just because you don't know what could happen possibly. But I guess there's less risk involved, later on in the week.
Is there any way you could just write off transcripts and come Wednesday?
No, because it's not just about writing off of transcripts. I need video. I need to be boots on the ground. I need to be digging deep to find out why exactly the Redskins suck.
Okay. So you got a lot to figure out.
It'll take a while.
On Wednesday. All right, then let's
Gotta bring my shovel.
How about Thursday?
I mean, Thursday is I guess fine. Yeah, I've got to host 6:30 to 10, so I guess I'll just come down, make a day out of it. Grant, maybe you could take me out to lunch.
I'll take you
afterwards.
A nice lunch. Yeah.
I'm going to put on a nice hat or two just to cover up the freshly shaved dome. You guys realize that you can make me do this. There was nothing that will prevent me from wearing a hat. Whether it be a winter hat, like snow hat,
yeah,
or
a
regular baseball cap, literally every day for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
We can't do anything to prevent that. You're 100% right. What will is the acne and hives you'll break out in for your sensitive skin that when you put that hat on.
Thanks,
that's
Danny.
The worst thing you can do. So I'm just letting you know, you can either, for your mind and peace of mind and body and soul, put the hat on, be uncomfortable, have pus-filled acne on your head, or you can let it breathe. You can let it go. Just letting you know.
Like Tom's bald, right? I mean, Pete's
no,
bald.
But his
like
head's they... used to being bald.
Yeah.
You're going from
I know.
Having hair for years to bald.
That's what hair does. It protects our skin.
I mean, as you guys arrange this, can you possibly arrange like some sort of, I don't know, lotion or whatever solution that can be put on my scalp?
Yeah, we're working on that.
So that
we're
I'm not
getting some pores. Professionals here to help us with the whole process.
Your body can't, your head has never been exposed in this way. And the oils from people's skin, oils from lotion. My point is there's nothing you can do. What you need is to have nothing touch it. That's the only way.
I thought you guys were my friends.
We are.
I'm your pal.
I'm trying to help you.
I mean, if you guys were my friends, you wouldn't make me do this.
No, if we were your friends, we would make you honor your bet because your credibility is important to us. I want you to be credible with our listeners. I don't want you to lose credibility. You're a very credible person.
They take
what you say very seriously. So I think it's important that when you make a bet, you stand by it. That's all.
What happens if we do this on Thursday and something big is happening at Redskins Park? You know, like really big, like big, big.
You'll get out there afterwards? I mean, what would happen?
I mean, we could have, a press conference announcing a certain departure from Bruce Allen.
Okay, not happening, number one.
If it does, I guess we'll discuss it. But for me, it'll be on television. It'll be on this radio station. You'll be able to hear everything.
You'll be fine. Also, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about that. Thursday, how about noon?
All right.
You good? And then, so are we going to go $25 per donation for people that want to come get a little snip?
Sure.
And we're going to do it downstairs at DC Lottery Live? Everybody happy with that?
It's
called something else now, probably. Live?
Yeah, I'm not happy with it, but I'm doing what I have to do here.
Okay, and then the four of us plus any listeners who want to get to take part.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be on hand just to watch this unfold, if you want to get your chance to cut or to take the Clippers, noon right here, 1015 Half Street, Thursday at 12 o'clock.
Is there going to be a professional involved in some way, shape, or form here, or is this going to be a bunch of amateur butchers?
I would say amateur butchers.
It's pretty much amateur butchers.
Oh, God.
Now, again, I have no problem with bringing in a professional on the back end to clean everything up. But along the way, we're going to have our fun. And then eventually, you're just going to be bald.
I know that. I don't trust all of you people.
That's your problem. I believe our buddy Dukes is on the line.
Oh, that's
the Mattress
Dukes.
Warehouse Hotline. Hello, Thaddeus.
He's trying to squelch out of the bed, and you can hear it in his voice. Rooster, you don't need to be out at Redskins Park. They are double-digit losers. Nobody cares. Every time we try to take Redskins questions or calls, nobody calls in. You need to pay off your bet, and the people that you owe your vig to are saying they want you on Wednesday. You should be there on Wednesday.
No, I have work to do on Wednesday, regardless of whether you care or your listeners care. I have work to do.
You made a bet.
I know. I made a bet. I didn't agree to have the bet done on the day that I can't be there. I could be there tomorrow. I could be there Thursday.
You've got a flat top already. You've already ruined the bet. Everyone saw what happened. You got the Luke Thomas haircut to make it less of a blow.
I haven't ruined the bet.
You did. And you're squelching left and right. These two hosts that you owe a debt to want you there on Wednesday. You should be there on Wednesday.
Dukes. If you make a bet with no date attached to it, none, a completely variable date, right, based on a certain event happening, you can't say, well, you have to show up on the exact day and time that
yes, you
the
can.
Person
they hold
no.
your marker.
It's not like I'm trying to get out of the bed. I just can't do it Wednesday at noon. Let's do it Wednesday
at
5. Dudes,
just know that he's hedged nicely, and I will say I'm happy that he has, because when I originally contacted him yesterday, he said, I can't do it any Monday or any Wednesday through Friday and some Tuesdays.
No. That's not what I said. You said, when are you at Redskins Park? And I said, Monday and Wednesday through Friday.
It's just ridiculous. He's doing everything he can to get you guys to let him off the hook. That's clearly what's going on here. You need to be there when the host needs you to be there. That's your shift for the night, Rooster. You got to pay up.
Okay. I mean, if CK wants to say that and threaten my job, then maybe I'll show up Wednesday.
But it's not about job threatening.
And nobody wants to threaten your job.
Nobody's trying to do that.
I do.
Dukes.
Right, I'll see you boys in a bit. I'm going
Dukes,
to park
garage. I wished you a happy birthday the other day. How could you be so mean?
No, he is probably happy that you wished him happy birthday. He just wants to see you pay off the bet in a timely manner. That's all.
I mean, people are sadistic. All I do is work hard to try and provide good content and analysis and opinions, and I make a stupid bet because I for some reason believed in Bruce Allen and the Redskins.
How does this have anything to do with Bruce? I like that he keeps going back to Bruce.
Because, I mean, 7 wins wasn't unreasonable
at
the beginning of the season. Hell, in May, for God's sakes. That was even before we knew about Trent Williams. That was before we even knew about Reuben Foster.
So, guys, here's the deal. Russell's
I don't
going
even think
do
I
this.
Should have to fulfill the bet because of that.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think we should take your own. Don't go there. Quit while you're ahead, Russell. Thursday at noon, we'll see you here. Do not get a haircut before that, or
please
I'm going to be livid.
If you do, we're taking your eyebrows.
Yeah,
I just
how
want
about
you
this?
To know that.
Hair's coming off
if
somewhere.
If you get a haircut before that, hell to pay. I don't know exactly how or what we're going to do, but do not even think about it.
Okay. If he shaves his head or does anything, I'm doing a straight razor on his dome because we will get something. So it's the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah, we're not doing – there's no chance that we're doing a straight razor on my scalp, not with you maniacs.
There is a chance if you get a haircut beforehand.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Okay, Reedy? Well, you're the one that welches on all the bets, so you're the one that needs to pay up.
Squelching.
Squelch or welch?
I still don't know. We've used both. Everyone's using both.
Well, one's the word, it's welch, and the other is squelch.
I'm going to take care of it. We're going to get a company in here that'll make it look okay on the back end with some kind of a razor or whatever. But you do not get a haircut, or else that's out, and you walk out however we cut your hair.
All right.
Grant will still take you to lunch, though, because he's a sweetheart.
I will take you to
lunch. He's so nice.
I'm going to take you to lunch.
Very.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I don't know.
All right.
Little Circa. Get a burger.
Think about that.
I mean, yeah, just anywhere that's good. I mean, we can figure it out.
I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
We can have a burger with a lettuce wrap, right, or something like that?
Absolutely. Why not? Good. People, get down here. Thursday at noon. Donate $25. Get your hair cut and your clippers.
Get a piece.
You got a chance. Take advantage of Chris Russell making a bad bet. Grant and Danny on the fan. Hey, guys. My friends at Quip know a thing or two about the holiday season and being happy like you are having just heard that segment. Quip is the electric toothbrush I've been telling you about that is the perfect, practical, amazing holiday gift this time of year. It's an electric brush with refillable floss and toothpaste. The electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations, a timer with 30-second pulses to guide your routine. Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings, so you always use the right amount. Plus, Quip delivers brush head, floss, toothpaste every 3 months with refills. They got a prepaid deal to get the good habits going all year round for you. 3 million people are using Quip. You got to be next in line. You can get up to 20% off during Quip's only sale of the year. They don't do sales. They don't need to. But they're doing one right now for you because it's the holidays. GetQuip.com/2019, 20% off. That is GetQuip.com/2019. The only offer of the year, getquip.com/2019.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it is done. Put it in pen. Chris Russell, Thursday, noon, right here on Grant and Danny. Downstairs, live, in front of whatever audience shows up, with whoever of you want to participate. You can come. When's the last time you got to either cut someone's hair or take clippers to their head? You know how fun that is?
It's really fun.
Now, here's my concern.
Especially if they don't want it.
If a lot of people show up, I don't know if there's enough hair. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
You just get a patch or something. You get like a little X marks the spot.
Maybe you get part of his arms, and we'll just keep taking hair off until he's got nothing left. Who knows? But Thursday, noon, $25 donation to the charity of Russell's choice. You get to snip at that hair. I think what we're going to get out of this, if nothing else, is Russell's probably made his last bet on the Redskins. In fact, you can't even call it a bet. It's more of like a challenge or a dare, because a bet means he would gain something, or that we would have to do something if Russell was right. And in all of these bets, nobody has ever had to do anything but him.
Right. There's no, it's not exactly as, it's a proclamation. It's, I don't even know what the,
he
what
just
the right
declares,
word is. Yeah.
If they don't, whatever that blank is, I'll do this. It's not like Chad had to walk to Ashburn or we have to cut our hair.
Right.
He needs to stop making these declarations.
It's the it's these bold declarations where if this doesn't happen, I'll do 1,000 push-ups or I'll walk on hot coals. Like a wager is, I bet they win over seven games, or versus I'll take the under. That's what a bet is. He's doing something else.
You know what he gains from this? It's the victory lap. Russell lives his life to take a victory lap around this building talking about how right and how correct he was. That's why he's able to risk it all for something where he doesn't gain anything, because in him, the dollar value of just getting a victory lap with a big smile on his face means so much more to him than it does everyone else.
So you're saying when he makes these challenges and puts them in paper, if they would have gotten to seven wins, it was his win.
Right, that would be his win, yeah, to say that he was right.
He could do that without risking losing his hair. I mean, most of us do that in our lives. We just don't risk having to walk to Ashburn. A couple of NFL notes that just came down, by the way. Big stories out of the NFL today. Number one, no break in Pat Mahomes' hand. Andy Reid just made the announcement. There was fear about that. He finished that game. He was not quite
clearly
as sharp.
Clearly, like, ringing it out every time.
Every single throw, he basically would end up putting his hand right on his chest. You could tell he was in severe pain. He was grabbing. Is this like hamate bone?
Above my pay grade.
That's like the baseball thing where everyone gets hurt. But like down below the pinky is where he was grabbing constantly, kind of the big fat part of your hand.
Uh-huh.
He was grabbing at that constantly, kind of massaging it. He did not break anything, so that's a good sign. We'll see if he's able to play Sunday. The Chiefs have gotten rolling. They look like they are headed not only to a division championship, but back into consideration maybe to get a first-round bye. If they got the tiebreaker over New England now, so the Patriots have no margin for error. Last three games for Kansas City, you ready for them? Broncos, I know they were great against the Texans yesterday, but
they're not terrible.
In Kansas City, that's a game you win.
Yeah.
At the Bears are playing much
better.
It's
not a layup either.
Chargers at home. So not an easy schedule.
Those are sneaky tough games. Kansas City's better in all three of those, obviously.
Probably they don't win all three, though.
They'll go 2-1. They'll finish 11-5.
You give them an L. Yeah, I think so, too,
probably. Like some hiccup in there, right? Maybe the Bears who are desperate get them. Maybe the Chargers who are clearly playing well for no reason get them.
The other news out of the league is Kai Forbath has a job again. He kicked for the Patriots when they had an injury last week. They brought Nick Folk back as soon as he was available to get back on the active list this weekend. He was back out of football. The Cowboys have cut Brett Maher, who's having a terrible season. don't know if you've seen his numbers at all.
They're not good.
The kickoffs are a problem. He's missing kicks constantly. So they've released him, and they're bringing in Kai Forbath for the rest of the year. So the Redskins-Cowboys game, another revenge game perhaps. Preston Smith and Matt LaFleur yesterday, the Kai Forbath game.
Kai Forbath Bowl. Remember, by the way, back, it wasn't that long ago, we were like, they should not cut Kai Forbath. He's too reliable on field goals. How dumb does that seem now? How comfortable they are with Hopkins and with the kickoffs and field goal accuracy. Yeah. We were wrong about that.
Yeah. Forbath, who's always kicked well, lacks some of the leg strength, I think, that they like.
He's basically from 45 and in pretty darn reliable, yeah, which is what I care
Hopkins
about.
Hopkins has the bigger, stronger leg. But they, for years and years and years, didn't have a good kicker. They finally found one in Graham Gano, moved on from him. Went to Kai Forbath, who made a bunch of kicks, moved on from him. And they've settled in on Dustin Hopkins now, who's pretty solid. But they've had a nice run now on kickers over the last 3 years or so. But it's almost like they're wasting this great phase of special teams that they've had the last couple of years. How many straight seasons was it where they would have four punts blocked? They'd give up punt returns for touchdowns every few weeks. And it was always when they were decent. Like they were 8-7 or they were 7-7 going into the last couple games with terrible special teams. This year, I feel like their special teams has actually been really good.
I feel like they're really good on teams.
And the rest of the operation is so bad that it's almost irrelevant and doesn't matter at all.
That's a good point. You can't have everything, I guess.
How do you think our turnout's going to be? You think people will come and cut Russell's hair?
I don't think it's easy, but I think people will make their way to do it.
A few P1s we're counting on maybe delivering. Because you're getting down to the Navy Yard at noon in the middle of the week.
Yeah, I think people understand that this is a great event. I think people understand that this one's special. And they want that hair bad.
It's a lovely opportunity.
They want it bad.
Noon. People want the hair, man. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in. Let's get back to the Redskins really quickly. Thing we were most happy and most disappointed by on Sunday. Before we get out of here, the Caps play tonight. Nicholas Backstrom is back. You are listening to The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spent so much of the day today looking around the NFL. It's been a little while since we talked Skins Packers. Week 14 loss, 20-15 final. Best and worst of yesterday. If you want to chime in, you can. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 here on Grant and Danny. I'll start the bidding for the worst of the day. I'm going with the Darius Geis injury. Five attempts for 42 yards, was averaging over 8 yards per carry. Again, yesterday, I loved what I was seeing. And again, major questions now about his durability. Best case scenario, he got hurt to the point where it's going to affect the way he's used the rest of this season. Worst case scenario, this is something much more serious. The last report we heard was that he was getting an MRI today. He averaged 6 yards per carry this year. 42 attempts, 245 yards if his season ends. With, by the way, 7 catches for almost 80 yards and a 45-yard touchdown. Every time he touches the ball, he makes plays. He's only 22, super talented. Love Darius Geis. Has been a model citizen here in D.C. Has been great to the fans. Big smile. Seems to love to play. Can't stay on the field. Worst of yesterday for me was seeing him helped off.
Best of yesterday, Matt Ioannidis. That's a Pro Bowler. That's a Pro Bowler. I don't know if he'll make an All-Pro team. It's hard to sell, especially when he's got a couple good teammates next to him in Daron Payne, who was also really good yesterday. And Allen is pretty consistent as well. But Ioannidis is going to end up with double-digit sacks if everything kind of holds to form here. From a position that he plays, this is not a rush end. This is not a guy that's coming around the edge and beating tackles and, you know, and can get home by virtue of some interior pressure. This is a guy that throws guards and centers aside. He picks things up like a forklift and drives them back and disrupts plays. Ioannidis is a stud, and the Redskins deserve credit here. They locked him up. That was one of my favorite things from yesterday.
Yeah, give them a lot of credit that extension they got done with him. They don't do that often enough. Best of yesterday, Haskins' final drive. And before you tell me, well, it was garbage time. I'm aware of that. It didn't matter. I get that. I don't think 3 weeks or a month ago he could have mounted that drive. Now, people act like when quarterbacks go on these late-game drives that it's just really easy to do that. It's easier, but you also, you know what you see a lot of? Late-game interceptions. You know how often quarterbacks throw picks when they're down a bunch, throwing it every single down because teams dropping coverage can kind of confuse you a little bit? He went 6 of 8 for 75 yards and a touchdown. Nothing to write home about. I'm not saying to change your evaluation of the guy, anything like that. But when he took the field for that drive, he was either going to make good decisions, move the football, be accurate, and keep the Redskins' offense out there, or he was going to turn the ball over, throw a couple of incompletions inaccurately, and the drive was going to end. He did the first, not the second or the third. Give him credit. He was just 10 of 19 for 95 yards with a pick when he took the field, playing on one leg. I liked that final drive for Dwayne Haskins, one of the best things you saw yesterday.
One of the worst things I saw, you mentioned injury early on, Quentin Dunbar getting hurt. This is now part of his story. The same thing with the way we have to talk about Darius Geis. Good player, but how can you count on Quentin Dunbar? How can you count on Quentin Dunbar as being a central piece, right? Don't you have to make some extra plans in preparation, maybe have one extra cornerback hanging around as you kind of go forward for next year? He missed a big chunk of time last season, and now he's going to end up missing some time here probably with the Redskins. I think he missed the Week 11 game against the Jets and been in and out of the lineup a little bit. Seems to be more off injured than you like from a cornerback spot, but didn't like seeing that because he's having a great year. And I don't know how much stock we would have put in Pro Football Focus and some of their ratings and things, but some of the numbers hold up to the eye test. He's one of their highest-rated corners in the NFL this season, and that kind of fits the profile. I think he's been really good. Shame that he got hurt.
Worst thing I saw yesterday, I'll stick with the injuries, Ryan Kerrigan, Mr. Durability, never missed a game before the concussion last week. Back on the field, had a sack early in the game against Green Bay and then left soon after that, where it looked like something jumped up his leg. At first, it really scared me, and I hope I'm wrong.
Looked like an Achilles.
Yeah, I thought Achilles. They ended up saying calf, but I feel like Kevin Durant's injury before it was the Achilles was the calf. And there's a direct correlation between those two things, which is frightening. So I'm fingers crossed hoping for the best for Ryan Kerrigan. But as he's now playing 9 years into his career, drafted in 2011, you can see how hard it is to stay on the field, to stay consistent. That guy takes care of his body better than anybody. It's tough to watch him dealing with a few of these injuries in succession after avoiding them for years.
I'll go another worst thing I saw. We're still in a phase where the Redskins are trying to do some sort of thing. And that sort of thing is to try to play a close game, to take the air out of the football, to run the dang thing and stay close and stay competitive. They know it's their best chance to win games. With all due respect, I don't care about that. They do, and Bill Callahan's trying to save his own skin. So he's given Kevin O'Connell the directions, and it's basically, you better call an S-ton of running plays. They called 27 different runs. Who knows what was checked out of, but that equals the 27 passes. Here's the point. You want a higher ceiling? You throw the ball. You want to be great? You throw the ball. We need to know if they can run an NFL-caliber offense instead of this Nebraska in the mid-90s hand-it-off festival to a 34-year-old running back in Adrian Peterson. They're trying to stay in games, and that's adorable. I don't care about that. I care about growth for the long term. That's taking the restrictor plates off and letting Dwayne Haskins throw and fail. He's going to fail a lot. Rookie quarterbacks fail a lot. I need you to let him do so. Now's the time for that.
Let's go to Ron in Ashburn on Grant and Danny, talking about some of the best and the worst from Sunday. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
Love your show.
You're sweet. Thank you.
Just wanted to comment on the injury to Geis. I don't want to see what's happened to Geis to happen to Haskins as well. And I think we're really starting to risk more than we should for a lost season. I know we need to see what we have, but I don't want this. I just see high draft picks getting hurt in this organization and getting wasted, frankly. And I don't know how you evaluate the durability of a draft pick, but the Skins have, except for Kerrigan, the Skins have had some real issues with high draft picks and durability. So I wonder what you guys would say, and this isn't a criticism, but I wonder what you would say if Haskins is hurt with a season-ending injury next week. Was it worth the risk to find out what he has for a team that's not going anywhere?
It's a great question.
It's a good question.
You know, it's why Danny and I advocated for getting him out of the game this past weekend. Neither of us could believe he kept playing. I'm a proponent of if a guy is healthy, he should play. If he's hurt, he shouldn't. You don't just shut down for the rest of the season to protect guys for the future. I don't think teams do that. Good teams don't do it. Bad teams don't do it. No one really does in this league. You've got to go out there and you've got to – you play your healthy players. You go through the motions. It's football. You can get hurt at any point.
So it's a balance for me. And so I'm not as hardcore as Grant in terms of my philosophy. I think each case might merit certain things. For example, Trent Williams may have been cleared to play, but like his ligament of his thumb's hanging off, and he could do greater damage. That's a balance, right? You always have to figure out each case. But for Haskins, it's a set of scales. On one side is risk of injury, right? On the other side is how critical these repetitions are to his development. And that's heavier to me. He needs to be on the field to get better, to figure out if you need to draft the most important position or go acquire somebody via free agency or trade or otherwise. Him getting in games right now is the most important thing. Now, if he's going to hurt himself and then you don't have him available for games, then we have a different conversation, which is what I thought happened this past Sunday. The Redskins got away with it. But to me, these reps are so it's the most valuable thing you could possibly give in terms of a quarterback and his development. He's got to have him.
I want to talk Drew Lock for a second before we get out of here next and why his performance yesterday should be slightly alarming. For people like me, like you, who want and need Dwayne Haskins to play well. Drew Lock looks like he is miles ahead of Dwayne Haskins with way fewer practices, no time with number ones, and supposedly was a guy who wasn't going to cut it in the league at all. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
G&D. For our friends at Window Nation, for 1 week only Window Nation is offering their best deal of the year. It's now through Sunday only. Right, it's a special savings event. Save thousands off brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows. You buy one window, you get one free. There's no limit. You buy four, you get four for free. You buy eight, you get eight for free. You see how this works. Plus, zero money down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 full years.
Window Nation, people, the cold has arrived. Call Window Nation today. You're going to pay your heating bills until your new windows are installed with the purchase of a house of windows. Save big during their big event right now. You're going to be thankful for the biggest savings of the year. You get a free window for everyone that you buy, no limit, plus no down payment, no payment, no interest for 24 months.
These guys are great. I got windows and sliding glass door in my condo. Grant has the same in his house. I love Window Nation. You will too. Trust the window company that I trust. Visit windownation.com. That's windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION and get that free in-home estimate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yesterday, the Denver Broncos hung 45 on a pretty good Texans team and a very solid Texans defense that had been playing well. They were being quarterbacked by rookie Drew Locke. Locke yesterday, 22 of 27 for 309 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Locke has started 2 games. He's completing 73% of his passes, averaging over 220 yards a start. He's got 5 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He had more touchdowns yesterday in his second start than Dwayne Haskins has all season. Locke's been very good. He's 23, a year older than Haskins. Obviously more experienced than him, like most of these young guys in college. He was a second-round pick. He was a guy the Redskins were looking at. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were debating. Haskins, Jones, Locke. We did it for months on the show. Who knows if he's going to end up being any good? Nobody should be claiming victory on Drew Locke. That's not the point. But we keep talking about the expectations for Haskins. And when Gardner Minshew, a sixth-round pick, looks good, and Daniel Jones makes a ton of plays, and Kyler Murray, a number one overall pick, is doing it, you can kind of dismiss some of those first-rounders. But the second-rounder now, Drew Locke, drafted well after him, looks better. Gardner Minshew has looked better. There's an undrafted quarterback from this class in Devlin Hodges, uh-huh, who's outperformed Dwayne Haskins. I'm not sitting here saying he should be playing great. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. He doesn't have a lot of offense. But that can't be the end of the conversation. It's not like Drew Locke's Denver Broncos yesterday were some juggernaut. Joe Flacco looked terrible for most of this season quarterbacking that team. Before Locke, it was Brandon Allen, who looked very pedestrian, mm-hmm, quarterbacking that team. Do they have better weapons than the Redskins in the passing game? Sure. They don't have a great offense, though. At some point, there is a middle ground here between admitting that Haskins shouldn't be killing it and saying I can't make all the excuses in the world for why throwing for 150 yards is not within reach.
Here's the best analogy I can come up with. My tallest friend is 6'9". In seventh grade, he was still middle of the pack in terms of height, and most kids were taller than him. Everybody knew, because his dad was 6'8", and still is 6'8", by the way, that he was going to be the tallest one of us. And it finally was a growth spurt in between basically freshman and sophomore year, where he came back, and he went from being 5'11 to 6'4", never looked back, and he ended up at 6'9" when he graduated. So the point I'm bringing up is Dwayne Haskins going to be the tallest? Because right now he's not. And that's what the debate is. I don't think even for Haskins apologists like me, it's impossible to argue that what we're seeing is good, and we've lowered the bar to such a degree that we're looking for encouragement on incomplete passes or him not getting sacked or certain metrics that are just not enough. It's not enough right now. But again, the debate is he going to end up the tallest kid in the class? Is he going to end up the best out of this group of prospects, right? Other guys right now are better athletes in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. But are they going to be that in 4, 5, 6, 7 years? Are we going to be talking about Devlin Hodges in 5 years? Are we talking Gardner Minshew getting a second contract and being the franchise guy in Jacksonville? I don't know. But right now, he's one of the shorter kids in the class, and we're asking, is one day his tools and some of the pedigree going to have him be one of the top guys? And that is, I think, is a great debate.
Take Dwayne Haskins over the couple of guys you just named at the end of that, like long term. But I think there's another I don't think we have to just talk about 5 years from now. I think the other point is you're making a decision on this guy every time he plays as to what he is and what he isn't. How far away is he? If how many years are we talking about? If 3 years from now he might be great, I don't have time for that. I'm not waiting three years. Most teams don't do that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But you think you could just bring in a new head coach and wait 3 years for a quarterback to be good? No chance am I doing that. If that's what you're saying. In 3 seasons, maybe he'll be great. Great. Be great for someone else in 3 years. I got S to do. I got to figure this out in the meantime. I can't wait 3 years for someone to maybe be great, because it's not a lock, by the way. It's far from a Drew Lock.
No, it's definitely not.
You're hoping in 3 years he could be great.
Right.
That's not the way this works. You don't get 3 years to be great. Most guys are, look at Robert Griffin and some other, like, you're done within 3 years. You show it or you don't, and then you're on the bench.
Yeah. If you don't have something really encouraging in your first couple years, you pretty much, they move on from you. You can excuse one, right? So, for example, Baker Mayfield had a rookie of the year caliber season in year one. Year two's been a big disappointment. They're not moving on from him in year three, but because there was a great year one. There's a great sample in there. If he had 2 years where he wasn't any good, people would go, right?
If he was playing like he is this year, all of last year, and this was the entire sample, there would be a lot of noise in Cleveland that he is a bust and it is time to move on. You're right. I think that's the way to put it. You get two of those, basically.
If there's not a dramatic improvement in Dwayne Haskins next year, because I think it's a done deal that he's their starting quarterback for 16 weeks next year, barring injury. It just feels
done
that
deal
way
meaning
me.
It should be.
No, I think
you got
happening.
A whole offseason to try to. I mean, you could do a million things at the quarterback position in an offseason.
Sure, but I think it's happening. I think that's it's just
I'd
the feeling I've
that.
Got, right?
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether it should or not, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Fair enough. And I think that's a good debate. But if there's that dramatic improvement, and I expect there to be some, but I'm talking about dramatic improvement from a guy that I like and a guy that I believe in and a guy that I think still has a chance to be pretty good with a lot of talent and has shown some resiliency and toughness and a lot of the good, drop back and pass qualities that you like in a quarterback, but still has some room to grow in all facets of being a pro. I don't know. It's tough to predict. If this process was seamless and foolproof and scientific, then nobody would have passed on Pat Mahomes. No one would have passed on Deshaun Watson, and no one would have passed on Tom Brady five rounds, all the different stories that we know. So it's not scientific, and it's not a linear set of progression where right now he's at X, and then next year at this time he'll be X times five. No one knows that. At this stage, it makes it so challenging. But man, oh man, it's tough to watch other rookies, even in not good situations, thrive. And then we're sitting here going, well, it was nice. He had that one drive where he completed a pass to the tight end. It's not the same, man. It doesn't look the same.
It does not. And again, it was sub 100 yards yesterday at Lambeau before mm-hmm. that. Now, he was super tough and he played through a lot of pain. And I will give him plenty of credit for that, even though I don't think he should have been allowed to. More questions, I'm sure, of Bill Callahan on that front today. At 3, which you'll hear a little over an hour from now on Chad's show. If you missed any part of our broadcast today, Clinton Portis, Chris Russell, among our many segments, you can use the radio.com rewind function. Missed the show, no problem. Now you can rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com rewind. Download the app, select our station, and go back.
We're going to squelch on out of here.
I want to.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.